Prime Minister Julia Gillard has said she won't be attending the Pacific Islands Forum meeting scheduled for next month. It's likely she'll send some high-ranking bureaucrats instead. No surprise, really, I suppose, given she's fairly busy right now, smack bang in the middle of an election campaign. But some are asking questions about why the Prime Minister couldn't and perhaps shouldn't take one day away from the hustings to attend this important regional meeting, which will be held in Vanuatu. Australia is the current chair of the Pacific Forum, particularly as attempts might be made at this forum to reinstate Fiji to the important grouping. Mike Woods reports.
Just last week, Prime Minister Julia Gillard gave ABC TV's The 7:30 Report her thoughts on foreign policy priorities.
Well, I would like to think that engagement in our region is what would stamp the Gillard government. I mean, this is where our future lies. This is where we've got to make our way in an ever-changing and very competitive, sometimes cutthroat world.
The Prime Minister just last week. Many say if Julia Gillard is serious about engaging with the region, then not attending the Pacific Islands Forum herself or sending the Foreign Minister is not the way to go about it. Many point out that as a caretaker Prime Minister, Ms Gillard could not initiate any new policies at the forum. They say she could go to reinforce our current policies. Anthony Bergen is Director of Research Programs at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
But look, even if the Prime Minister decides on balance that she couldn't take a day off, I think she certainly should send the Foreign Minister Stephen Smith rather than senior government Australian government officials.
Last week, the Melanesian Spearhead Group cancelled its meeting in Fiji and stopped Fiji from assuming chairmanship of that grouping, ostensibly because of concerns over the current military government there. But Australia and New Zealand were concerned that Frank Bainimarama may use that grouping to in some way overshadow the forum meeting in Vanuatu. He went ahead with another meeting called Engaging with the Pacific. Who attended? How successful was it? And does Australia, as Fiji now suggests, have egg on its face?
What I think was very significant about that meeting was the fact that these island representatives signed a communique after the summit, which in effect backed as quite credible Commodore Bainimarama's roadmap for a return to democracy. They did not demur on the timetable of 2014 that Prime Minister Bainimarama had set. And indeed, Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands backed Fiji to chair the Melanesian Spearhead Group. So while I wouldn't say, you know, Australia had egg on its face, certainly in terms of a diplomatic effort we made to try and, in effect, deter other island countries from attending a meeting, I'd have to say it probably wasn't Australia's greatest diplomatic triumph. Commodore Bainimarama, I think, would be quite well pleased with the response that he got from other island countries to come to the meeting last week. And indeed, they've agreed that this will be an annual meeting.
So this really is a bit of a PR coup for Frank Bainimarama because, you know, there was already discomfort in the region about the hardline stance that had been taken against Fiji, chiefly by Australia and New Zealand.
Yes, I would agree with that, and indeed it's possible to speculate that there may indeed be some prospect for a meeting itself to reinstate Fiji. As you know, Fiji's been suspended from the meeting, but the communique that came out of Fiji last week that the island countries, these nine island countries signed up to, seems to indicate that there may well, I'm not predicting there will be a reversal of foreign policy, but there may well indeed be some moves to reinstate Fiji to the forum itself.
I mean, there must be a fair amount of confusion among Pacific Island nations who see that on one hand we're telling them how concerned we are about the political situation in Fiji, and on the other our PM won't be at the forum meeting to discuss what surely will be one of the issues at the top of the agenda, and if you're right, the possibility that Fiji will be readmitted to the grouping.
Well, I think that's a fair comment, and indeed, I think one of the very poor decisions the government has made was not to reinstate the position of Parliamentary Secretary for Pacific Island Affairs when Duncan Kerr resigned last September. I think if indeed we are saying we're a leading country of the Pacific, and we demonstrate that by creating a position of Parliamentary Secretary for the Pacific, and then not to have filled that position since last September, I think also sends a poor message. It would send a very good message that we do take the region seriously if the Foreign Minister, at least, if not the Prime Minister, attends that meeting.
If there is a softening in the stance of Pacific Island nations toward Frank Bainimarama and Fiji, is Australia then wrong in its hardline stance? And should we, under a new Prime Minister, whoever that may be, start some sort of new dialogue with Suva?
Oh, I think, look, ultimately, if the Pacific Forum, as the principal regional body, were to alter its stance towards Fiji, and I'm not predicting that will happen next month, but if that were to happen, I would be very surprised if Australia didn't move to go with the forum. In other words, if we have to choose between the forum and Fiji, I think we'll back the principal regional body.
Anthony Bergen, Director of Research Programs at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Pacific Island Affairs watchers seem to agree that Australia should at least send the Foreign Minister to the forum. Not to have senior ministerial representation would, they say, send the wrong message, one that we've dropped the ball in terms of the Pacific region. Others say the Foreign Minister should go, if only to mend fences with East Timor, which will also be attending the forum.
That's Mike Woods reported, and it is not the first time a Prime Minister, of course, hasn't attended the forum. I think another one's been held in election campaign as well previously. It's 9 minutes to 7 on RN Breakfast.